Bludger Films Podcast.
Hey.
Number we don't even know anymore.
Every time. What number?
We got confused after number one.
Yeah, we did. We're like, is this two or
no, I got
nine?
Confused after we recorded 27 and I didn't edit them.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that did happen.
That causes much confusion.
How many is on YouTube now? Like eight?
Eight. Eight.
Looking back, eight. That's a few podcasts.
But
it's a few.
Yeah, it's a few.
Oh, I don't remember doing them all.
No.
But
I'm sure if I listened back to them, I'd remember them, though.
It's weird that us three have been in every single podcast.
Yeah. We're the main.
We're just that fucking good.
Yeah. We're dedicated to
it. Yeah, we are.
Well, yeah, I sort of have to be in them, because
I'm
the best.
Look at this.
He is the CEO of Bludger Films.
According to my Facebook, I am CEO and founder of Bludger Films.
It's good enough. It's close enough.
If Facebook says it,
yeah,
it must be true.
Absolutely.
Oh, I thought you were saying, does your Facebook say it?
Yeah.
Facebook never lies.
No.
Never.
Never, ever, ever lies.
No.
Ever. Never. Ever, ever lies.
So, Nick, you did something today. Why don't you tell us about that?
What did you do, mate?
I went to,
I haven't heard this one before.
I went to Supernova Expo.
Oh, yeah.
Up in Melbourne.
Nice.
Yeah. It was a very spur-of-the-moment type decision.
Did you decide yesterday?
I did. It was like yesterday morning, I think it was, which is Saturday morning.
And you were going to go on your own.
Yeah, like I was going to go regardless.
You were prepared to go on your own.
I was. And then good old Jackson decided to come down and go with me.
What a good bloke.
Yeah, it was such an awesome day.
Champion.
I've never been to an expo before, but yeah, it was worth
enjoyable.
It.
It's like, is it the same as like a con? Like, you know how it's like Comic-Con and stuff? Are they the same thing?
Pretty much.
Yeah, I've never been to one, so.
Yeah.
Well, it's like an expo convention sort of thing.
Yeah.
Well, I always relate them all back to Armageddon, because that's the only thing I've ever done that's slightly interesting, but, you know.
Yeah.
Good. So, yeah.
So we mainly went up to see members of Rooster Teeth,
yeah,
which is Barbara and Aaron. Their voices of characters in Ruby.
Which characters?
I know Barbara plays Yang.
Yep.
And Aaron, I can't remember.
Does anyone do the voice of
Weiss,
Ruby?
Weiss, which is the white.
No, she's white.
Who does the voice of Ruby?
I don't know.
Lindsay.
Yeah. Lindsay Jones.
And who's the other one? The black one.
Yeah, that's who Aaron plays.
Black one.
Forget her name. She wears a black clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't watched that show in a long time. I probably should get around to it.
Yeah, I'm going to rewatch it after meeting them today.
Just sparked every interest in Rooster Teeth ever.
So what happened was we found the Rooster Teeth setup, and then it was like a square. They were on like the other side of the square. And we came around, there was like a shop of all Rooster Teeth merch.
You can't tell that yet. What happened when you walked in the door?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Alright. Well, when I read online that you have to get a signature from one of the stars, you have to buy a token and take the token to the desk, and then you choose your merchandise you want, and then the stars sign it.
Oh.
So I went to the Supernova store. Yeah.
Aries.
And then it was about a 45 to 50 minute long line. And after that, I went up there to buy a token for Barbara and Aaron. And they're like, oh, you don't need a token. You just go straight up to them and get an autograph.
45 minutes.
I was like, Jesus Christ.
You'd think there'd be a sign like which ones you do need and which ones you don't need. Like,
yeah.
Line up here for.
Well, I said, Nick, the ones that make you pay are the ones that don't have jobs anymore.
Yeah.
So there's Rooster Teeth are just pulling in so much fucking money, they're like, no, we're free.
Well, any
project they want to work on, all they're going
to do is... What?
Any project they want to work on, they just Kickstarter it and it's done within a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to Laser Team.
Oh, the fucking trailer.
It's
going to
be funny.
So good.
It's going to be so funny.
Best part about it is, you know, you show people the trailer who don't even know Rooster Teeth, and they're like, oh, that looks pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yes, it does!
It's not just like a Rooster Teeth fan thing. It's like, oh, yeah, this is going to be good.
Like, I guess, of course, they're not going to have, like, cinema playings in Australia, at least. Like, I'm sure they will.
No, they're doing the launch for it in Melbourne.
What?
They're doing a premiere in Australia.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it's in Melbourne or Sydney, but...
I think they said Melbourne.
They're doing
one
in Austin, obviously.
Obviously. Yeah.
And they're doing one in Australia somewhere.
So what does that consist of, the premiere? Like,
so it'll be like...
A bunch of them come out.
Yeah, probably. Probably like Bernie, Matt.
It'll be all the actors that are in it. No.
Bernie looks really funny in that movie.
Everyone's that's involved.
Well, Gavin, of course, but he's always funny.
Yeah.
He's always fucking funny.
So, anyway, after that 45-minute wait line...
Back to the story.
As soon as we left that line, I'm like, oh, my fucking dicks. That was just brutal. It was brutal. We finally found the big hall where all the exhibitors are, like the waiter workshops and all these anime stalls, a wrestling ring with wrestlers fighting in it. Cause
what?
Why not?
WrestleMania, mate.
Yeah. And then we found the Rooster Teeth stall. It's like just a square.
Mm.
Had a lot of Rooster Teeth merch in there. We walked around, had a look in there. On the other side of the wall, there was Aaron and Barbara, and I like fucking. Ah!
Flushes.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Just started meeting a celebrity.
Yeah, and I'm like, holy fucking shit, there they are.
It's funny, because, like, to us, they're, like, the big stars.
Yeah.
Really. Like, back in the day, it would have been, like, really big actors and stuff. Now it's like
internet celebrities.
I look up to people who have, like, started their own businesses and make their own stuff. That's really awesome.
It's definitely good role models to have. Like they've actually
actually do things,
do the work,
and they just get paid millions of dollars for being in a movie
and get molded into a famous person.
Yeah,
and a lot of the people that work at Rooster Teeth are quite young.
Yeah,
like mid-20s, late 20s,
which is pretty inspiring.
Well, they pull in a lot of like young people with internships. Don't
they do,
I think. Are most of them? I wonder how most of them are employed.
I'm not sure.
Like, because I know people like Michael Jones, his videos were found. I think a few people had their videos found by Rooster Teeth, and they were like, hey, come work with us.
Yeah.
But, Gavin.
Gavin was part
Rooster
of
Teeth, like, Red
Vest Blue.
Oh, really? I think Gavin directed a season of it, didn't he? Oh, really? Like, back in the day.
I think he did.
Something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
I think, I was listening to...
Season 3 or 4, maybe?
I was watching Game Time with Gavin and Bernie.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a really good one. I was watching that the other night, and then I was like, I feel like playing Halo, so I rang up Dante, and I'm like, can I borrow Halo off you and a controller? He's like, yeah, all right. So I just came over like 2 a.m. and got it. And I was playing it for ages. Like, woohoo! Played one game online, and I'm like, I fucking suck.
Yeah.
So just versing my brother forever. But it was Game Time with Gavin and Bernie, and they were playing Halo, and... I think Gavin was just, like, involved in the community really early on, because Red vs. Blue came out, and then they built up, like, the website of Rooster Teeth, and they had the whole community thing going on, and Gavin just sort of met them playing online, I think, and they just started being friends like that, and eventually they got him over to direct a season of Red vs. Blue, and I think he had a lot of trouble actually coming back over, because of...
A lot of visas.
Yeah.
Visa problems.
Because he hadn't completed university, like, he didn't have a degree or anything, and so he's like, okay, alright, he was, like, working with a film company in, I don't know where he's from in England, but it might have been Oxford, I think, he was working with a film company, and they had the slow-mo cameras, and he's like, oh, well, I've got access to these, so I'll just make a YouTube channel and see if that can get me over, like, because he needs to have a reason to go over, like, some success. So he made that, and that's Slow-Mo Guys, and he's getting, like, 80 million views on videos.
Out of control.
Mm.
Slow-Mo Guys was just, like, built out of necessity, and it just... It catapulted. That's crazy. I wonder how much money you would make on a video with, like, 80 million views.
Just heaps.
Yeah.
I'll have to say.
I went to my mum's... the other day, and she asked me if I could help her make videos for cooking.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, okay, if you want, I guess. That sounds pretty cool, I guess. And then she was like, I've been thinking about how you could make money online. I'm like, oh, yeah. She's like, just film your cat doing funny things. Just film your cat. He does funny things.
No.
No one's ever seen a cat like him before. I'm like, I think there's a few cats on the internet already, Mom. I don't know how much money I could make doing that.
No, I don't think there's much.
he could be the mascot for Roger.
He's a fucking hell of a cat, that.
He is.
Son of a bitch. He's a crazy cat. That cat has a lot of sass and personality.
It does. It's just a cat form.
a dick. Alright, you guys are right.
Anyway, I'll finish my story.
Oh, you tell a story?
Yeah, keep going.
Still going.
Alright, man.
So after I saw them for the first time, I'm like, I have to find the line to line up and meet them.
Oh, so you just like saw them in the yep. stall or yep. whatever.
And then I saw what looked to be a line, because it was going next to the booth they were in, so I'm like, that'll be it. And there was a lady holding a sign saying 30 minutes from here, and I'm like, yeah, whatever, I don't care. And we went down, it was like a U-shaped line, so like those snaking ones, and then down towards the bend of the U, we saw some cosplayers, they were like sort of out of the line a bit. So me and Jackson thought, yeah, this is where the line ends. So we lined up behind them. Two of them left. They said goodbye to their friends and left. And then the other cosplayers just moved up a bit because the line was moving. And then me and Jackson just, like, snuck in because we thought that was the line. And then the guy's like, some other guy was like, are you guys in line? We're like, yeah, 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 we're in line. Yeah.
So no one, like, noticed.
No
bad.
One gave a shit. No.
Wow.
No
maybe
one.
The guy behind him just super passive-aggressive.
Like, maybe. Maybe.
Sharpening a katana.
Trying to finally.
Like, oh, that's a nice sword.
I'll fight you.
So I finally got to meet them, and I was just like over the moon with excitement because, you know, fucking rooster teeth people. I'm like, holy fucking shit!
Super hard nipples.
Yeah. I was just like shaking with excitement. I'm like, fucking hell. And I told them about our story about lining up for 45 minutes, and they're like, oh my god. I don't think they cared, but still, I had nothing else to say to them. So.
They get paid to feign interest.
Yeah.
So that's good enough.
And then.
Should have done something that was memorable enough to warrant a
what? What could
I'm
I have done?
Jackson didn't get like kicked out for sexual assault or something near people that attractive.
Yeah.
And successful.
Yeah, I was surprised because I thought Barbara was taller than she is. She's like the same height as me.
Really?
And I'm pretty short.
Maybe, why does she look short in the...
In the photo, she's like just slightly. Maybe she had a hat on, but...
She did have a big hat on.
She did. Very so she's like the hat. Same height as me, and I'm taller than Aaron, so weird. Mm. Weird.
So, you said Aaron does a voice in Ruby.
Yeah.
Is she, like, involved in Rooster Teeth much?
She does voices in Red vs. Blue as well.
Is that who she is? Like a voice actress?
Yeah, she is.
Okay.
No idea.
No
idea.
What voices does Aaron in Red vs. Blue?
Yeah, I don't know, because I've only seen the first...
A season and a half for me.
First half a season for me.
They've just launched season 13.
Well, yeah. As I said the other day, I was really surprised that it's on Netflix. I thought that was really awesome.
Yeah.
And, because I remember hearing a while ago that they had, like, remade it to be better quality.
Had they?
Like, HD.
Didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure that happened. And I was watching it, and this looks way better than what I'd seen, so I'm assuming it was the redone version.
Wow.
But they have the first two seasons. Are they seasons?
Yeah. The first two seasons are 100 episodes.
Or is that just...
That's what they did at the start, then they, like, cut it in between to make seasons.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it was initially going to be like a 10-episode miniseries, and that was going to be it.
And just kicked off.
And then it kicked off, and ended up with 100 episodes for the first two seasons, and they just built on it from there.
I wonder how they, like, made money on it. Was that just, like, DVDs?
I think it was started on YouTube, and then onto their website.
I think it was their website first.
YouTube wasn't out.
Really?
YouTube was out back then.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure YouTube came out in, like,
it was, like, 13 years ago.
Well, it's the 12th anniversary of Red vs. Blue now.
Yeah.
You mean Rooster Teeth?
Oh, is it? Oh, just Rooster Teeth.
Yeah, no. Rooster Teeth.
Okay.
They did Red vs. Blue before
Rooster Teeth. 2013 was a 10-year. So yeah,
I always Rooster Teeth logo popping up on early episodes of Red vs. Blue.
Really?
Yeah. That might have just been the little in-house name.
Maybe.
To begin with.
I don't know. Because I only started following Rooster Teeth like a year and a half ago or 2 years ago or something. I can't even remember how I got started. I was just like, I'm pretty sure Nick and Dante would always talk about Rooster Teeth.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I vaguely know who they are.
About the podcast.
And then especially. Nick got retweeted by Bernie Burns.
Yeah, that was
and I
great
was like,
day.
Nick's fucking talking to these people. So what I got started on was the podcast.
Yeah.
Because I always knew Red vs. Blue was by Rooster Teeth. And I always knew Red vs. Blue was like, what are you doing, Sean?
Like, inhaling, trying to, like, unblock my nose away from the microphone.
That was fucking freaky. You just destroyed my train of thought. Holy shit. What was I talking about?
Nick got retweeted.
Nick got retweeted by Bernie Burns. Holy shit.
Sorry, guys.
You look like a murderer. I'm very afraid for my life.
You've got nothing to feed your dog.
It's a shame these cords aren't longer so we can sit the other end of the room.
Me and Nick are going to record outside and you can just sit here.
Yeah, no worries.
All right, mate.
All right.
So I started on the podcast and I'm pretty sure I just started with the first video podcast.
That's a good place to start. Some of those old podcasts with, like, Jeff and...
Jeff is so funny.
What's his name? Joel.
Joel. Joel, is Joel in them anymore? Like,
not really.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah.
Joel is, like, funny. Really funny in his own way.
He is.
That's what I like about Joel.
Yeah.
He's, like... He's always talking about, like, the stock markets.
Yeah.
Really?
He's constantly talking about, like, who's going up and who's going down and stuff.
Oh, wow.
Apparently he's, like, obsessed with it. I tried to get in the stock markets once. I was like, I figure that Google is only going to go up, so I'm going to buy some stock in Google.
Yeah.
And then I, like, looked it up, and I was like, yeah, this is just too confusing. I didn't know what to do at all.
Well, they're, like, $40 or $80 or something per share in Google, aren't they?
It's expensive. You've already lost me. Like, I don't even know how it works.
Yeah, me either.
Okay.
Like, cool. Do you know?
Sort of. I've got a very, very basic idea.
Yeah. Talk me through it. Money where your mouth is.
I don't know how to explain it. I just know that the price goes up, the more people buy, and the price goes down, the more people sell.
I thought it was like interest in the company. If people think the company is going to do good, the prices go up.
Yeah. Sort of like with Bitcoin.
If bad, it goes down.
Yeah.
Is that how Bitcoin works?
Then no one put money into it because they're like, this isn't going to work. And then it just fucking took off.
It's like thousands of percentages.
Well, it goes off the value of the company, does it? So, doesn't it? So, if a company's worth $10 million, you can buy as many shares as you want. So, as people buy them, there's more shares, and so each share is worth less.
I don't know if it's as simple as that.
I have no idea.
I think it's all based on speculation.
Oh.
Because, like, I've seen companies make big announcements, and they can go up. Or, you know, a big, like, scandal can make the company shares, like, go down a lot.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're probably right. You're probably
no,
right.
No, I
haven't. I feel like there's money to be made if we understood it.
but I think it's, like, a lot of time as well.
Yeah.
I just don't know. Money is a very confusing thing for me.
It's an interesting thing, money. Because you can't survive without it, which is annoying.
It is.
It's very annoying. Yeah,
it just ties everything together.
It does.
And if
you don't have a job, like Jimmy.
Hey.
What?
You start regretting.
Hating
everything.
Mum can't tell me to not get a job anymore because she doesn't have a job. It's like my life is a little bit easier now. But I feel like I will make money soon.
Yeah.
Because I've got like film company stuff happening.
Yeah.
We just haven't made money yet, and I haven't done much with them. But I feel like it's, like, only a few months away. When I get to the point when I make enough money that I can put good money in the blood jar, that's sort of what I really want to do.
Yep. It'll be good once we start getting some good quality stuff out.
Yeah, I know.
It's just hard.
Well, the hard part about it is that it seems like there's no point sometimes, like, because no one really watches it. And then I'm like, oh, what's the point? And then I sort of stop making stuff, and then I'm like, oh, like, what? No wonder people don't watch it. Like, there's no consistent work coming out.
Yeah.
Then we might have, like, a burst of content, maybe, or maybe I just post on the page.
Maybe.
And then, sort of, same thing happens, but...
Well, you only kind of get to get over that hurdle, like, especially with a Facebook page, like, just past that hurdle enough that when someone shares it, it's reaching new people.
Yeah,
like, as is, when someone we know shares it, it's kind of hitting all the same people.
Yeah.
And also, if someone shares the page, it's got posts from, like, 2 months ago that are just, like, text posts. There's no, like, actual videos.
Yeah.
Like, last time we put a video up, I don't know when, like, we put a podcast up, like, probably, like, 6 months ago.
Yeah, it was a while.
It's a long, long while.
Last podcast we actually published was when we were all living in Digby.
Oh, shit.
That house.
That's a long time ago.
That's a long time ago.
Well...
We lived there for...
A year.
Yeah, a year. It's pretty crazy.
Went pretty quick looking back at it.
the year.
Yeah.
At the time, some parts of it felt like it was going really slow.
Yeah.
Because I get, like, really antsy if I'm in somewhere for more than a year.
Yeah.
But, well, it just, like, had its periods of time where it went really slow and really quick at house, but... Because
I enjoyed it there, the year.
The year, yeah. Definitely. Oh, I look back on the year at Digby pretty fondly.
For sure.
So, it was... How did we move into that house? You were living somewhere...
Me and Chris were living at a douchebag's house. We'll leave it at that. No naming names.
Whoa!
Take that, douchebag.
We pretty much just, you know, found out what was going on, and we're like, yeah, we're moving out. And
because it was decided all, like, the house was super dodgy.
Yeah, yeah, it was just, yeah. No need for detail, really.
No.
And then, yeah, I think we just asked if you were interested, and then, because Kenny was moving out of Dante's at the time.
I was living in Geelong.
Yeah,
you were. I was living with my dad.
That's right.
And I was just in Geelong, like, every week.
That's right. Hey! We were like, yeah, James, want to come with us? I mean, Kenny was moving out of his house. Like, well, what do we see if Kenny wants to as well?
Oh, yeah. No, Kenny was living with Dante.
That's right. And he was leaving Dante's.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, it just sort of...
And...
Everyone just fell together.
We applied for two houses.
And, yeah.
We got Digby.
We got Digby, like, an hour after we dropped the applications in.
Oh, did we?
Yeah. It was like the same day. I dropped the applications in and went to work, and by the time I got to work, Chris had sent me a message, we got the house. I'm like, whoa.
And we were like, fuck, we have a house.
We've got a house, now we need bond.
Do you remember when us three applied for a house in East Geelong?
Yeah.
And we sent them an email going, can we, it was like in November or December we applied, and we're like, can we move in at the end of January, because that's when we're ready. And they're like, yeah, that's fine. And we never took it up.
Did I? I don't think I applied for that, did I?
Yeah, no, you applied. And then
well, did I?
Yeah, you and me.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You and me just
applied.
Said
yeah.
We just didn't want to anymore.
I think we just didn't reply.
Yeah.
That was probably like 3 years ago, though.
I think it was like a year
end
after
of 2012.
Me. Pretty sure that was like a couple of months after me living with my dad.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was.
It was the end of 2012.
Because I left high school. And then I moved to Melbourne and lived in Coburg. And then I moved to my dad's after a year in Coburg. And I'm pretty sure it would have been, like, just after that.
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah, it would have been. And that was, yeah, 2012.
Yes.
There we go.
2012.
Confirmation.
2012.
Back when the world was ending.
Yeah.
No one actually believed it.
So what else did you do at Supernova?
I met another big Australian name. Of John Jarrett.
Ooh.
Who's the star of Wolf Creek.
The John Jarrett.
I was just, me and Jackson were just walking down the place, and then I saw, like, the, like a poster for his new movie, and then I just saw him sitting down, like, holy shit, that's him! Because I thought he'd be in the other place with all
it's
the other
so weird,
big names.
Isn't it,
but...
seeing, like, well-known people in real life, because they look the same, but they look, like, slightly different.
Yeah.
And it's really weird hearing them talk.
Yeah, he sort of, yeah, he just sounded like a typical Australian bloke when he talked.
He wasn't, like, super Aussie?
No. Oh, he was.
Oh, he was.
He was.
Okay.
I might. Oh, I.
Yeah.
Do you reckon he would put it on? Because he's, like...
Maybe.
He's in lots of movies and...
Well, I've only ever seen him in Wolf Creek, so...
That's, like, his biggest thing.
No, he's in, What's that? Tarantino movie.
Oh.
Django Unchained. He's in
he was at the end.
Yeah, only for a little bit. He's got like a cameo. It's just like a fuzzy like cowboy.
Was that towards the very end?
Yeah, it's like after
when Tarantino does the shit Aussie accent.
Yeah, that's it's the same scene as that.
That's those bandits or whatever that have him, isn't it?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. He's in that. That's who he plays in that.
Oh, now I know.
And I, as soon as I saw him in that movie, I'm like, that's obviously because Quentin Tarantino is seeing Wolf Creek. He's like, I need that guy. Have you ever seen interviews with Quentin Tarantino?
Yeah. He's interesting.
He's so fucking excited by everything.
Yeah.
Everything is, like, I
genuinely
guess he's,
excited.
I guess he's Italian, because he's just, like, so animated. Everything he does and he talks about, and he's, like, gets right in when he's, like, really into the subject.
That's all you like to see, though. Like, if you're so passionate about what he does.
Excitement, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he's... Like, now he's sort of less living the dream because he gets really upset because people don't shoot in film as much. He's a really big proponent of film shooting, and now people are shooting digital, so he gets really upset, and he said if they don't make film anymore, I'm not making movies.
Yeah.
Anymore?
Well, there was that whole thing over his script being leaked as well, wasn't it? He, like...
Yeah.
He
completely
said, no, we're not making it anymore.
Yeah, that's it. Someone leaked it, and then he's, like... He said he'll put it out as a book, and now they're going to make the movie The Hateful Eight.
Yeah. That sounds pretty good.
Oh, I can't remember. What's it about?
It's like these eight people are they arrive by different circumstances to this town, I'm pretty sure. They get locked into the town by, like, a snowstorm or something, and they're all there with different goals. And
so it's, they're all, like, criminals sort of people.
Sounds
like,
all right.
Hard asses. I'm sure it would be good.
Yeah.
I don't think Quentin Tarantino has ever made a bad movie.
Nah.
There's one movie I haven't seen he made called Jackie Brown that I really want to watch. I'm pretty sure it was on Netflix, so...
Ooh, Netflix is amazing.
Oh, fuck. Netflix.
Yeah.
Has come out in Australia.
It's been out for almost a month now.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe that. It seems like 3 days ago it came out. I've just been pounding down TV shows.
Those bloody Americans have had it for years, and us Australians are finally living the dream.
Oh, my God.
Civilized.
It was such a...
The convicts.
Yeah, the convicts.
It's like a clicking moment, though, when I realise how good Netflix is.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm like, I can't believe we've only just got this.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's very good.
And, like, I know you can do VPN to get the US stuff, but I...
Even our catalogue, it's still pretty
expansive.
Well,
it has stuff the US one doesn't have.
Really?
No, Vikings isn't on
the US one.
US.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
So we've got different stuff.
Yeah, take that, US.
Cool. Well, the freedom to swap
Americans.
Between the... Yeah.
Yeah. Hey.
Oh my God, okay. Mate.
All right.
That just got real dark.
Yeah.
FBI onto us right now.
Yeah.
Oh wait, I don't want to talk about that yet. Still talking about Netflix. I'm still excited about Netflix.
I wasn't particularly excited leaning up to it. I kind of just heard that it was coming out, like a week before it came out.
And then I was like, oh yeah, it's coming out. Oh, it's out right now. It was at 2 a.m. on the day it came out.
I signed up to the free trial and I was like, whoa, this is life changing.
I am never sleeping again.
It's very, very accurate.
And there were so many things like Firefly and Doctor Who that I just never had the chance to watch properly, and it was just so easy to just be like, you know, I can install it on my Xbox and just watch it on my TV or computer or phone.
It's so good.
And then it led me to download Stan, which is the Australian sort of one.
Like Presto as well?
Yeah.
I haven't heard of like Stan and Presto. Like, I hadn't really heard of them before Netflix came out.
I heard of Presto as soon as Netflix came out.
Yeah.
Oh, I judged Stan really hard for some reason. I was like, fuck, that sounds shit. And then I got the free trial again, same as Netflix. And it's better than the Australian Netflix, but...
Different shows again.
Yeah, it's got, like, all sorts of stuff, like Community and...
Oh, wow.
I don't know, lots of stuff, like all the James Bond movies.
What were you watching?
Has a young...
Huh?
Someone young...
Fuck. Some young fuck.
We'll move on. Just, like, interject when you remember it.
Jason Bateman.
It's a sitcom.
Oh, Arrested Development.
That's it.
Ah, do you like it?
Wasn't bad. I only watched two or three episodes.
Oh, yeah, I've seen the first four episodes.
Young John Cera.
Oh, really?
Michael Cera.
Michael
Cera.
Damn it!
John Cera in Arrested Development.
John Cera.
God.
John Cena is a wrestler.
Oh, well. We'll get there.
Well, oh, that'd be hilarious.
We'll get there.
Oh, Michael Cera, is he still as awkward as he is?
Yeah, he's awkward in this.
Good.
Oh, that
he
made his awkward characters.
Yeah.
Oh.
That just cemented him as always being awkward.
He just is, isn't he?
I don't know. I've seen movies
seen
where
interviews
he's
with
been
him.
Different. Like, in This Is the End, he plays like a big cokehead.
Yeah.
And I've seen this movie where he, like, travels to Mexico to eat, like, drug cactus.
Oh, wow. Ayahuasca. Oh, no, the other stuff. I don't know.
It's a San Pedro cactus.
Oh, yep.
And he travels to Mexico and he, like, meets a bunch of people and they... It's called Crystal Fairy and the Magic Cactus, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And it's got Gabby Hoffman, who... I don't even know if you guys would know her.
Nah.
She was like a big actor in the early 90s, I think.
Okay.
It was.
Okay.
She plays this like real hippie, weird looking one.
That's right.
But he plays this like, he's like a fucking cunt in that movie. Yeah. He really is. He's a dick. And he's just mean to everyone else. And at the end of the movie, basically they're like tripping on this cactus.
The whole
movie.
And at
the end he like just starts crying.
Oh.
It's like, okay. It's a really weird movie. I wouldn't say it was good.
Oh, okay then.
This was on Netflix.
Yeah.
Yeah. How's that movie coming out with James Franco and associates? That's not a comedy.
Oh,
it's a drama.
Jonah Hill.
Yeah.
What?
I know. Jonah Hill and James Franco in a drama.
What was that called? And what was it about?
Okay.
I don't know.
I just know it's
but it's not a comedy.
I watched the trailer. I'm going to look that up.
Look it up.
I can't grasp that concept. Like,
yeah, I know.
They've got a genre to themselves, pretty much.
No, but they've both been... Like, Jonah Hill was in...
He was in Moneyball.
Moneyball, yeah, and he played a serious character, and James Franco's been in lots of serious things.
Well, Jonah Hill also cameoed in, Django Unchained. As one of the KKK.
Yeah.
That's right. That was a pretty surprising thing.
Yeah, I remember
that.
Whoa,
what's he doing there?
I think we all saw that in cinemas together, didn't we?
Yeah, and it was amazing.
Yeah, that was... pretty mind-blowing.
Oh.
It was great.
Really was.
Movie. Jonah Hill filmography. Yeah, it's just like... I feel like it was, like James Franco was someone who killed...
Well, I think James Franco is a murderer.
Yeah, that's right.
And Jonah Hill was like a detective, and he has to sort of like get into the mind of the murderer. But he's like sort of getting manipulated by James Franco.
That sounds...
Yeah.
I have no
idea. I saw the trailer and I'm like, I don't want to watch it because I don't really like those two, but it looks pretty good.
Is it called True Story?
Maybe.
Yeah, it must be. Oh, it's... Yeah. I couldn't find it and I was like, maybe it was a fucking prank trailer. But no, this is... It's
like April 1st trailer or something.
What?
I thought it was like, I could... Did it come out like April 1st, maybe, that trailer?
I don't know, but apparently it's a real movie, so that's alright. I'd be really disappointed if it wasn't a real movie. It's based on a memoir by Michael Finkel.
Hmm.
Oh, it's got, the chick who plays Jimmy Darmody's mum from Boardwalk Empire.
Oh. As crazy again, or?
Probably, I don't know.
She plays crazy well.
Yeah. Franco plays Christian Longo, a man on the FBI's most wanted list for murdering his wife and three children in Oregon, who also hid under the identity of Michael Finkel, the journalist played by Hill. That's right.
Oh,
that's right.
I see.
He's like... He, like, took over... He said... He killed him, and then he said he was this journalist.
Yeah.
And I remember this from the trailer. And, yeah. So they got the journalist to come in and talk to him. So I guess there's some weird thing going on.
Alright.
Yeah.
Looks really good.
Yeah.
Like, looks really good.
Alright.
You know what else? In the Heart of the Ocean, is it?
Is that about the the Moby Dick one?
Yeah. With Chris Hemsworth, directed by Ron Howard. Just like Rush.
Oh, that's so what... When I saw that trailer, I was like, this definitely directed by Ron Howard, because the colour of it looks so much like Rush. Like, just... It's just... It's almost like
sapier.
False colour.
That's what I was thinking. Am I remembering the trailer right?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Sort of like that.
It's based on the true story that Moby Dick was based on.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It looks good, though.
Yeah, it does look good.
Comes out soon, I think. May.
I probably won't see it in cinemas, though. Oh, Reading's is $10.
Well, yeah.
I don't know, maybe I will see it.
Yeah, I know.
I don't... Wait, I saw one movie. What was that? Project Almanac.
Is that good?
Better than expected.
I was expecting it to be absolute shit, but...
I went for the popcorn that time.
I've done that, I'm sure. Popcorn is just fucking 10 out of 10.
It's so good. Yeah.
It's amazing. I just sit in a movie theater, like, just chomping that shit down. Like,
you even finish the box before the movie starts.
No, I don't see the point in getting ice creams. Not that I don't get ice creams.
You get choc tops.
Yeah, you get the choc tops, then you get in the cinema. You got to eat them before the movie even starts.
Yeah.
Like, you should buy them, they bring it in, like, halfway through.
Like in Gold Class.
Here you go, sir. Really?
They do that in Gold Class.
Reading premium is only $15.
Yeah, that's good. We should do that one
time.
What
not,
is it?
Not like Gold Class. Better seats and they bring booty toilets.
It's still cheaper than Village cinemas.
It is. And Village is shit.
Village Gold Class is like
yeah, it's expensive. And then you have to pay food on top of that.
The best cinema I've ever been to was Hoyt's Extreme Screen. It was like $17, but the chairs were like leather, and they were really big, and the screen was humongous. It was like the biggest screen I've ever seen. Like, don't joke. This was in Melbourne Central.
Oh, yeah.
Did we go and see Harry Potter there?
No.
That was in Crown, wasn't it? Yeah.
We got free Paranormal Activity 3 there. In the Extreme Screen.
Do you remember when we saw Paranormal Activity as a whole group in Ratings?
We did it for the first 3 minutes.
I
think we saw, what's number 4, the marked ones?
Yeah.
I saw the first one.
Rubbish.
Wait, did everyone go to see the first one?
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure I did see it with you, so I guess I just saw it with everyone.
Yeah. That
was the time we like, everyone from school, like,
after school on a Tuesday.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, Tuesday. Tied us Tuesday. Yeah.
Do they have a cheap Tuesday now, or is it just the same price?
That's still cheaper than
Reddings don't need Tuesday. Cheap Tuesday.
Cheap Tuesday tickets be almost as much as they were when we were kids.
I can't believe that $10.
Yeah,
it's amazing. Amazing.
I wonder how their business is going. Like, I'm sure they would get lots of people.
Probably better than usual.
Village would be hating them.
Who cares?
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
I only go to Village because it's a lot closer to my house than Juan Pons. But
yeah. I only ever used to go to Village because my mum used to get free tickets.
Yeah.
That's the only reason I ever went. Every time someone suggested a movie, I'm like, let's go to Reddings.
Yeah.
Because it was, like, a little bit cheaper than Village anyway, and the seats are just, like...
I reckon the Cinema 1, the Titan XC, that's a good cinema.
That is a nice very, leather very seats, good cinema.
Massive screen, big
sound is amazing.
I'm pretty sure it's the same as Extreme Screen.
Yeah.
It would
be. Like, it's just, like, the Reading version.
Just the...
Yeah. We saw Godzilla in there.
That was good.
Mm.
I liked Godzilla.
I think I watched...
Although I'm very easily impressed.
That movie and then turn it off.
Bryan Cranston was the main actor in the trailer, and he was in it for 20 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That that really annoyed me. They really sold him in that movie.
They did.
And then he fucking... Well, I'm not going to say what happened.
Well, it's been out for a few years.
No.
You're dead.
Hey.
Come on, spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
Can time stamp that for a spoiler?
All right. I'm going to bleep that. He's beep. Did I tell you that I watched a fuckload of Malcolm in the Middle?
No.
I used to like that when I was younger, but...
I downloaded it all, and I watched, like... I think I watched, like, 4 seasons of it.
Illegal.
What? Nah. I bought it.
What's his business with...
No, that's alright. That's mostly
I did buy a Wii U.
Yeah.
That day.
Oh, yeah. How was it?
Worth
it. Yeah,
worth it? Right. It's worth it, yeah.
Nice.
Definitely, if other people get them, it would just be so much fun.
Double up.
How does a Wii U work?
Just another console.
Because you've got your gamepad controller.
Oh, yeah.
It's like got the screen on the middle.
And you have to buy one of...
It comes with it.
So you got to buy a console to have more than one player. Is that how it works?
No, you can have different controllers, like something similar to the Xbox controller.
The screen is the controller.
Yeah. So if you've got a touch screen in front of you, where you have your controllers, and you can either...
iPad.
Yeah, similar.
Does it have, like, physical buttons?
Yeah.
So it's like an iPad with...
With buttons.
Yeah.
It's like a Razer...
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
What's that called? Fiona.
The screen Fiona. Is used for, like, inventory screens and, but like, going through the menus and stuff.
If you play Mario Kart, you can... Don't have to look at the TV, you can play right there.
Like, can't you? It's a fucking can't you handheld. Use DS's as a controller?
You can use DS's for Smash Brothers as a controller. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's a pretty... I don't know why no one's buying them, because they're pretty good consoles.
Nintendo...
Yeah. Yeah.
So everyone,
Nintendo's just such a limited thing, that's all. Like, they make, well, in my opinion, they're kids' games. I know lots of people
they're
like
very them. Fun, though.
They're very social games.
Yeah.
Like. Yeah, I'm not very social.
Xbox and PlayStation multiplayer games are kind of their...
Serious.
Yeah. Mm.
Serious
as 12
can get. COD's super serious, guys. Come on.
Play Mario Party or Mario Kart. Sit down on the couch and sort of do it. Like,
yeah.
PlayStation, Xbox don't support that.
Well, it's just family-focused Nintendo's. I think Xbox have been making moves to go family-focused, but...
It didn't work.
I don't know, like, I remember when they announced the Xbox One, they were talking about being, like, a media center for the homes, and people just use them to play games.
Yeah.
Like, no one really watches stuff. Because I'm pretty sure there was problems with watching stuff through the Xbox. Like
hear
with
that
the USB.
Oh, yeah, I think you can still... You have to format a USB using the Xbox. Or and once it's full length, you can't put content on it.
I've nearly run out of space on my Xbox. It's grim.
Yeah, like what, 300 gigs?
Yeah, and games are like 50 gigs each. Like, what am I doing?
300 gigs, that does not sound
it's
very
not much.
Much.
It might be 500, I don't know. It's not.
But with the amount of games out that you want to play,
yeah,
doesn't take long to fill it up.
Not at all.
What's your computer doing, Sean?
Just goes into standby, like, just the monitor shuts
down. Oh, okay. Right. Last time I tried to record content for Bludger, me and Chris and I...
Oh, hey!
I can't remember what game it was. I don't know what game it was, but... Oh, it was probably... I think it was just Skyrim.
Yeah.
Chris and I were doing... recording voices and playing the game.
Yeah.
And then my computer ran out of memory.
Oh.
So
oh.
It halted the recording, halted the audio, and it, like, closed the programs, and I lost, like... It was, like, an hour's worth.
It's a shame.
And I was just like...
I just started, like, a new character and everything for it.
I'm sure.
So there would have been, like, playtime that had no recording and no...
It was horrible. The worst part was, like, I couldn't just go back and play it again because I'd saved over where I was up to, and, yeah, it was pretty shit.
Oh.
Do you guys...
Same time.
XCOM.
Since lost that.
For the reformat of my computer, but we could probably do it again.
Yeah, we could. Easy.
That's pretty fun.
That was fun.
XCOM.
Yeah. Played it?
No, I haven't. I've seen you play it. Have you played Deus Ex?
Yeah, I've played, like, the original. I've played, Human Revolution.
Which
Human
is
Revolution. The latest
ones. Well, I think there's a new one out, Machina, or something. Is that what
Deus
it is?
Deus Ex.
Humanity Divided, or something?
Oh, I thought it was, like, Machina.
Deus Ex
Machina
is like the saying that it's based on.
The what?
The like it's all based on.
Oh, that's like, right. Yeah.
Deus Ex Machina.
It's like
yeah. I got confused. I was looking at Wikipedia. I can't remember why, but I found Deus Ex Machina on Wikipedia and I was reading about it.
It's interesting.
Hey, are those phones coming out? The ones with the, like, the...
Where you make your own,
yeah.
Sort of.
Are they? Like,
yeah, they're actually coming out.
I wasn't sure they got kickstarted or funded
no,
or...
they got picked up by LG or someone.
Oh, sweet.
That's
or Nokia or someone.
Sweet.
And now
Nokia. Awesome.
I don't know.
Are they going to be running Android or...?
Huh? I can't remember.
I hope it's Android.
This was a couple of, like, maybe a month or two ago I read about it, but... yeah, they're actually happening.
That's awesome.
So
cool.
Weird, isn't it?
Mm.
It's such a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Such a
it
good
was
idea.
Like the same argument came up, like, at what point does it stop being the same phone, you know, if you, like, take it out, if you replace everything, yeah. But, like, if you had your brain put in someone else, you would say that that's you.
Speaking of which...
What?
The Russian guy having a head transplant.
I was like, what are you... What? Head transplant.
Yeah, I can't even comprehend how that's going to work.
Russia, isn't it?
Yeah, that's some Russian guy.
Russian guy, surgeon.
I keep forgetting him. You keep reminding me.
Yeah, he said he's... Like, people are asking him, why are you going to do it? He's like, well,
like my
disease is just getting worse and worse, so what have I got to lose?
Doesn't he have motor neuron disease or something?
I'm not sure.
I can't remember the name.
What they say, he could be facing a fate worse than death.
Whatever that is.
If you can't even have, like, a blood transfusion without it being...
Like, even heart transplants don't work most of the time.
He'd have to take so much medication to, you know, make it all sort of work together.
Yeah.
Like, anti-rejection pills, that sort of stuff.
It'll work till, like, he'll be relearning how to move the body. He'll have to learn how to...
Yeah.
World's first head transplant volunteer could experience something worse than death. I would not wish this on anyone, says top surgeon. He's 30 years old.
Let's go for it. I would not wish this on...
Valerie Spiridonov. Oh. Sounds like some kind of sick joke. We're right there with you. I couldn't believe that when I saw that.
Yeah.
Just looked like clickbait. Was actually real. It's happening.
It's yeah, it's one of those junk articles, but it's a
legit. It was on, I fucking love science. Yeah, it was, yeah. Well,
like, they're a pretty trustworthy site.
Yeah.
They post some interesting stuff.
I've seen them post, like, a couple of things where I'm like, yeah. But no, they're pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. Wrap this up.
Wrap it up.
Yep, wrap this up.
There was one other thing I wanted to talk about, if you guys don't mind.
Unbelievable!
It has to do with YouTube. They're talking about bringing a subscription service.
Oh, yeah.
To get rid of ads forever.
To get rid of... It's like a $10 a month thing, and you get rid of ads.
Absolutely.
That's a good thing.
Take all my money.
Don't they have, like, tip jars or something now?
Do they?
Where you can, like, give money to videos you like.
They do.
I didn't know that. I know they get ads per view.
I've just heard about it.
Yeah, I've heard about it.
If someone's got ads and someone pays a subscription, part of that subscription money goes to them instead of the ad money. They probably wouldn't notice much of a difference.
No.
That's purely a user end.
What? I'm really confused right now.
Because you get paid per view, but because of ads on your videos. So if someone subscribes, pays this monthly fee to YouTube, there's no ads in the videos. So then instead of getting ad money, they'll be getting...
Do they get money from YouTube, though?
Yes.
You sure?
Yes.
What? So YouTube just gives money to everyone who puts a video up?
Per view, yeah.
Per view?
Per view.
Okay.
Well, YouTube gets money per advertisement per view now. But it's up to the uploader what ads go on.
Per, like, 1,000 views.
Ladies. The uploader has to pay for ads, don't they?
No.
No.
You just elect if you want
just,
to,
You just put ads, Google AdSense, on there.
Huh. It puts ads.
Maybe that's...
Add
somewhere
the,
else you
the
have to pay
company.
To put something on there to get more money. eBay maybe? Is it eBay?
eBay.
You have to pay extra to have it like.
Oh,
like
you
a
can
promotional
pay extra
thing.
To make like the appear in the top ads
to have
and things.
You advertise.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, advertisers pay YouTube for the ads to be on videos.
I think a lot of people make money by having private sponsors.
Do they?
By like them advertising people's products in their videos.
In their actual video. They can still do that. That's just, that's like part of their content.
But, so this is like an overtaking thing. This isn't like YouTube having extra options. This is like you have to subscribe.
No, you don't have to subscribe. It's completely optional.
So what happens if you don't subscribe?
Well,
you
keep
just,
the ads.
You keep ads. When you watch a video, there'll be a 30-second ad still.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like,
don't you hate?
You got to subscribe to actually watch the videos.
No.
Don't you hate that 30-second ad you can't skip? There's like 40-second ads you can skip. You're like,
I'm happy to like watch the first 5 seconds because it like generally includes a brand name. I'm like, all right, skip.
Okay, I'll never use that product.
Even 10-second ads, I'm like, hurry up.
Yeah.
Take me to the video.
I just hate how it doesn't happen so much now, but back when my internet was worse, like it would come up with ads and they'd load fine. Ads would play for
and
like 30 seconds,
wouldn't.
Then the video would start. It'd be just buffering for
like
a minute. Like
how?
Fuck off. The ad's, like, fucking perfect HD. Yeah.
How'd you do that?
It's ridiculous.
Like, so stupid.
That's probably a perfectly legit reason for it, but...
I'm sure, yeah, it's probably just heavily compressed.
Yeah.
Well, I guess YouTube videos are really compressed as well, though. They're not, like,
on the,
amazing quality.
On the topic of YouTube, this came up, I think, a couple of months ago. A guy that, he, like, hacks into websites and then lets the company know so they can fix security. Like,
yeah.
I think so, he's just, like, a security consultant. He found an error in YouTube's programming that could allow anyone to delete any number of videos instantly. If someone had found it before they'd been able to fix it, they could have theoretically wiped YouTube in a matter of 30 seconds.
Wow.
Every video.
Wow.
Permanently gone. Permanently
gone.
Yeah,
they'd have, like, backups and everything.
Nah.
No?
No, apparently it wasn't going to be able to. It was just going to be gone.
I wonder if that would be a big deal.
I reckon it would. Internet security-wise, it would.
I don't think it would take long to get... Be able to put their videos back up though.
Well, who still has copies of like a 15-year-old video on their hard on like a hard?
I'm thinking more like the big streamers
yeah.
like PewDiePie and iJustine and Rooster Teeth and all that.
They'd have backups probably.
They probably have their like old hard drives full of all their old videos.
I've got
yeah.
copies of everything we've put up.
Have
yeah.
you?
Yeah, I've still got raw footage.
Oh
of,
yeah.
Like recordings and everything.
I've got rehearsals of us doing our horror film.
I do like how you like propped that together. That was compared to
that was my first experience with Premiere Pro.
Yeah.
If I get a new computer soon, I'm definitely getting and paying for the subscription.
Yeah.
Well,
hopefully.
Yeah, if you're a student, it's like $15 a month, I think.
Yeah.
But
you're a student of Bludger Corp.
I'm a student of the world.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Jimmy is my teacher.
Who's Jimmy? Just Jimmy.
Just Jimmy, mate. Professor Jimmy.
Just Jim Dog.
All right, that's it.
All right.
All right.
This has been good.